Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting second, the right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting third, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second, the right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth, the left fielder, John Wojcik. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth, the catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Triandos and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Tartabull moves to third. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tartabull scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos takes first base on ball four. Powell moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding strikes out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik takes first base on ball four. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tartabull. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Adair scores. Brandt goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 1 in the game. Simulai hits a fly ball into center field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tartabull moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles strikes out. Two outs. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wojcik hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Nicholson, who is chasing the ball. Sullivan reaches third base with a triple. Causey goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 2, Athletics, 2. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 1 in the game. Rakow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tartabull hits a line drive towards short. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 2 in the game. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a line drive into left field. Powell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Powell. Simulai moves to third. Steve Barber now pitching. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Triandos is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wojcik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Steve Barber. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rakow strikes out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tardabul hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Tardabul reaches second base with a double. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0-for-3 in the game. Cimolai hits a fly ball into center field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tardabul moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Cimolai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Seaborn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Triandos and he is safe. Charles steals second. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wojcik takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 3, Athletics, 3. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Gus Triandos. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 3 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Schietrinne pinch hits for Billy Heft. Barry Schietrinne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schietrinne is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Hobie Landreth now catching. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Hauser pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Landreth for a passed ball. Hauser moves to second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth fires to third and picks off Hauser. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Landreth for a passed ball. Tartabull moves to third. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 4 in the game. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brandt takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brandt. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Brandt steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gentile is walked intentionally. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seaborn. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Seaborn steals second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Landreth for a passed ball. Seaborn moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-4 in the game. Charles strikes out. One out. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Wojcik takes first base on ball four. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Causey is walked intentionally. Wojcik moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaborn scores. Wojcik moves to third. Causey moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.